Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now, Nick Freitas, Delegate Nick Freitas, who you know is also the Republican candidate for Congress, taking on the Democrat incumbent Abigail Spanberger in the 7th Congressional District. But Nick has got to suspend his campaign for a little bit next week when the General Assembly reconvenes. And Delegate Freitas, when I heard that there was a special session being called of the General Assembly, I assumed that finally the Democrats who run the place would want to deal with the coronavirus, the pandemic, the economic crash that has been brought about because of the policies of Governor Northam. And I guess I was wrong about that.
Well, I think that there's going to be some bills that we see that probably deal with COVID, but I think the vast majority of them are going to have to do with some of the law enforcement regulations that they've been pushing for a while now, to include divesting from law enforcement, as well as some other proposals like ending sovereign immunity and things like that, which are going to take the forefront.
I mean, why politically, let's step back and just ask ourselves, why in the world would Democrats in this political climate, after 2 months of violence in the streets, you know, across the country and right here in Richmond and in Fredericksburg, there was violence in the streets. Why would they think that that would be well received by the average citizen today?
Well, I think that we need to take into account a couple of things. When it comes to law enforcement or criminal justice reform, there's actually areas where there is some agreement between Republicans and Democrats. I think when you're talking about reform of things like sovereign immunity, there's agreement. When it comes to decertification of police officers that have clearly violated or engaged in abuse of power, I think there's agreement. When it comes to actually completely divesting or defunding law enforcement or reducing the penalty for assaulting a police officer from a felony to a misdemeanor, these are the sort of things that I just don't think are productive at all. And the communities that are going to be hurt the worst by it are going to be those inner cities where we've seen a lot of the violence taking place.
Do you think these initiatives just get pushed through, rammed through the way a lot of things did in January and February, and then we've got the governor signing them before Election Day?
Unfortunately, I think they will be. I think the governor has demonstrated that ever since his scandal, he'll pretty much go along with whatever the most far left wing of the Democratic Party wants. And I think he does it somewhat out of fear. When you look at a lot of these proposals where they're targeting law enforcement, again, there's broad areas of agreement on reform. And that's not just coming from Republicans and Democrats. That's coming from within the law enforcement community as well. But when you're making law enforcement the target, and you're talking about defunding law enforcement agencies, especially those that have some of the toughest jobs within our inner cities, I don't think that's productive at all. And I do think that there's, again, the price that's going to be paid is not by Democrat politicians. The price is going to be paid by those communities which need good, strong community law enforcement that are no longer going to receive it because they want to play around with these ideas that the real problem with crime is law enforcement. And I don't think that's reflected by reality. I think a lot of people that are watching this see this as a knee-jerk reaction with some of the most extreme left-wing elements within the Democratic Party. And like I said, the people that are going to pay the price are the people that really need good, strong, community-based law enforcement.
What else will be on the agenda, do you think? Will we address this budget problem, which seems to be growing, you know, almost month after month?
It doesn't appear that we are. Again, we'll see what happens here in the next couple of days as more of the proposals actually take the form of bills that are going to be submitted. But when you look at some of the some of the things that they're trying to deal with COVID-19, things like guaranteed paid sick leave. That's, again, on the surface, that sounds like something that most people could get behind. But when you look at it from the standpoint of a bunch of these small businesses that are already struggling to stay open and employ people and make sure that people can get paid, we're creating a situation now where they're just going to lose their jobs. And unfortunately, the headlines won't read that way. The headlines will read Democrats passed guaranteed paid sick leave, when in reality, we're going to see a spike in unemployment as a result of this. And people losing their jobs are not going to be better off. And so this all goes back to a fundamental problem. When you see the way to solve problems as more government power, more regulations, more taxes, then even when those programs fail, even when those bills fail because they've created perverse incentives, they're not going to come back and say, gosh, maybe we should reevaluate the way we're looking at this. They're going to come back and say, well, we didn't tax enough. We didn't regulate enough. We didn't give the government more control. And that was the problem. And you see this playing out in other places around the country right now to just devastating effect.
Do you think Republicans as a caucus have their act together enough to at least make loud arguments on behalf of conservative principles, even if they wind up being voted down? I think a lot of people are clamoring for that type of leadership right now.
No, I think they are. They want to see Republicans getting up and fighting. I think the frustration is a lot of people are saying, well, Republicans aren't doing anything. And I don't think that's true at all. I think we are getting up and we're talking about the contrast in the way that we address these problems. Again, it's not that Republicans don't want to address issues with COVID or the budget or law enforcement. We do. But we definitely take a far more measured approach, I think a more reasonable approach, and understanding that there's a lot of factors that go into play here. But ultimately, elections have consequences. And with the Democrats controlling pretty much every aspect of government within the Commonwealth, they have the votes to cram through whatever they want. And unfortunately, that has led to a lot of policies which are very, very detrimental for people in the Commonwealth.
Yeah. Well, higher taxes and a summer full of violence in the streets, if people don't see what the consequences are right now in front of their faces, I'm not sure what will ever make them.
I think they've got, and we do have an obligation to get up there and make the argument against what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I do think people have a right to expect that they're going to see us doing that, and we're going to be launching our own proposals. I think some of the proposals you're already seeing come from the Republicans have to do with things like, should the governor be able to essentially declare a state of emergency, suspend civil liberties, and punish, businesses at a point right now that really need to be able to stay open in order to make sure that people can feed their families.
Very good point. For months on end. I mean, it's one thing to do it for 30 days, maybe 60 days, but how many months does the governor have the right to do that? I hope you will challenge the Democrats on that. I got to go, but I really appreciate you joining us. And next time we chat, I wanted this to be an official conversation about the General Assembly, but we will talk again about your campaign for Congress and how you and Abigail Spanberger are sparring. Do you have a debate coming up with her?
We are formalizing our debate request for Congresswoman Spanberger here very shortly, and so that should be out here soon. But we would like to have several debates across the district to talk about a host of issues.
Okay. Well, we'll pick that up next time I get a chance to talk to you. Delegate Nick Freitas, who just happens to be the Republican candidate challenging Abigail Spanberger, the incumbent Democrat in the 7th Congressional District here in Richmond. Really appreciate the chance to talk to you. Thank you.
My pleasure, John. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.